Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys about a whole lot of things. You know, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. So listeners in different markets and different radio stations have asked for this program, and here we are. We're welcoming several new stations this week, and I'm really happy to be in your homes, in your cars, on your airwaves. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to have you on the show as well, and I'm hoping that you'll join our late night national town hall conversation. You know the number for that, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. And tonight, we're going to get into a lot of things, like the pitfalls of marriage and a couple of hacks for a more successful marriage. But we're also going to talk about what's going on in Washington with a White House political correspondent that's going to blow the lid off of some of what's going on in the D.C. swamp, as well as a little bit of a roast on the media and some of their most embarrassing moments over the last year and what we can look forward to this coming year. But first, Speaker Mike Johnson. He has won another term as Speaker of the House. And before they opened up the, you know, session of Congress to hold this election for Speaker and do the other business of the American people, well, obviously they opened it up in prayer with the Pledge of Allegiance. And that was led by the President of the United States Senate, which is none other than the Vice President of the United States, somebody I like to call Kamala Harris, you know, her vice president, Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, by the way, means how bad you are in Spanish, and how bad she is indeed. So bad that she forgot the words to the Pledge of Allegiance. And Vice President Harris began the Pledge of Allegiance and literally omitted the flag part of it. Listen to this.
Join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And to
We pledge allegiance, and she forgot half of it, right? Anyway, I'm glad she tried to recover there. And the funny part of it is she gets caught out there, and this makes its way to social media and whatnot. But that's just the beginning. The real big story of the day, Mike Johnson, right? And if you listened to this show last night or at any point, I think I've said more than once that Mike Johnson was going to win very smoothly today, and he did. And I think that's not a surprise, so it's not like I'm Nostradamus or anything. But we have a clip of that vote coming in, and I want you to listen to this.
And the Honorable Tom Emmer of the state of Minnesota has received one. Therefore, the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 119th Congress.
And everybody seemed to be very happy about that. Now, Speaker Johnson reacted to this by, you know, giving his victory speech and thanking everybody he had to thank and all those platitudes. But he also threw some policy positions in there, right? Some strategy, how he's going to, what he plans to do moving forward. He talked about securing the border and how that's going to be one of the top agendas for this Congress, his Congress. Listen to this.
We will act quickly, and we will start by defending our nation's borders. That's the number one priority. Yes. In coordination with President Trump, this Congress will give our border and immigration enforcement agents the resources that they need to do their job. We will secure the border. We will deport dangerous, criminal, illegal aliens, and finally finish building the border wall. You said you'd work with us on that, Hakeem. I'm counting on it.
Now, of course, a little shout out there to Hakeem Jeffries, his counterpart, the minority leader, the Democrat from Queens, New York. And we'll get into Hakeem Jeffries a little bit later. But some of what's going on in Washington, and speaking of Washington, I wanted to just tease this real quick because the United States Surgeon General issued a new warning today linking booze with cancer. And I'm going to just kind of tease that for a little bit later, but I want to get into some good old-fashioned, old-school talk radio on that particular topic. And since we have all these listeners across the country, I'd like for all of you guys to weigh in on this topic on whether or not you're going to cut back on the booze. Now, you know, I'm going to dig into this topic and give you the audio from the Surgeon General and the report on that and everything. But the Surgeon General says you shouldn't be drinking. So I want to know, are you going to stop drinking as a result? Well, believe it or not, there's some numbers on that. And, you know, some statistics that I'm going to share with you maybe a little bit later. And, of course, you know, the number to chime in on this program, 833-482-5337. And tradition on this program is for the final segment of the show to be open phones across America. Now, this is not a tradition that I've created. This is a tradition that predates me and predates even my predecessor, the late, great Jim Bohannon. This is something started by the legend Larry King. And open phones across America was a tradition on this program that hasn't stopped. It was continued by Bohannon. It's continued by you and me. And it's one I look forward to. And the reason why is because having such a large footprint in national radio, and no doing of my own, right? I walked into this like this. You know, this is the hard work of Larry King and Jim Bohannon. But we maintain it. And he talked about it way back when he was on with David Letterman some years ago, maybe 1982 or 84, explaining what it was like to talk to so many Americans from every corner of the country. Now, there's a lot of talk radio out there, and we're on in the late night part. Not overnight, but late night. And when you're in late night radio, people oftentimes have the opportunity to weigh in on these things. You know, they don't listen to 15 minutes out of the 3 hour show. They listen to 3 hours out of the 3 hour show, believe it or not. And that's a real blessing. So I want you to hear a clip that I've got from the late, great Larry King about that particular topic. Check this out.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, You're kind of at the heartbeat of America. You sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices. Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
And that really is the magic of what goes on in talk radio, because we're live and we're national. Again, the phone number for that, 833-482-5337. Try to bring you some of the best guests. Try to bring you the best analysis that I can, my own commentary, and, of course, your thoughts and opinions. And I like to fashion this show kind of as, you know, you and me having a conversation, maybe our own little fireside chat, where every now and again I will do a three-way call to one of my friends in politics or media or something like that, and bring you somebody who knows a lot more than me to give you the skinny on what's going on. And that's what we're going to do tonight with our friend Curtis Houck from the MRC, the Media Research Center, with Susan Crabtree, who's scheduled to join us a little bit later, and others, because this is part of what we do here.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
$1 million in rewards during Pixmas. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
The best guests, the best opinions,
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez live with you till midnight, 1 o'clock in some parts of the country. And I want to bring in our guest. I want to talk about something. We're going to talk about the top three silliest things that the media has said this year. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy coming to the winner, right? We got a couple of runners up, and we're going to go through them all because why not, right? It's Friday night, and we're going to let our hair down and have some fun with this. And to do that, I want to bring in Curtis Houck. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters.com. That's part of MRC, the Media Research Center. Curtis Houck, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Rich. How are you?
Yeah, likewise, brother. Thank God. I'm doing well. And you guys are giving out the MRC's Worst of 2024 Awards, the worst quote of the year on what the media has been saying. And I know because I've been given the skinny on this. I know who the winner was, but I want to start with the runners up. And in third place, we've got Professor Jason Johnson. You see him on MSNBC. You see him on CNN. He's a rather liberal professor that made some incendiary comments, and I'm going to play it, but I want you to kind of set it up. What are we about to hear?
Well, Jason Johnson is a comic book author, and he is he used to be with The Root, and now he's with MSNBC, and needless to say, he kind of loses his noodle here talking about Trump.
All right. So we're going to play this clip from Dr. Jason Johnson. Check this out.
There are lots of people who are perfectly happy with black people being murdered on a regular basis. Let's be honest. Like, they're happy to see black people be killed. And or bare minimum, I think the most charitable interpretation is black people being killed to them, to politicians like Ron DeSantis, to politicians like Cameron in Kentucky. Black people being killed is just the cost of doing American business.
Now, I just want to, for note, because this is radio, Cameron in Kentucky, Cameron is black. Daniel Cameron's a black man. This guy is so overboard here. Curtis Houck, you guys rank this guy as the third runner-up. What's your reaction to hearing that?
I mean, it's just so unglued. I mean, this guy is one of those racial arsonists out there. He goes out and tries to divide the American people as best as possible. It's almost like a Mad Libs. like, if I can just pick a, like, superlative, adjective, verb, call it a day. You know, I mean, I really just, you just have to wonder with these people, like, do they just kind of, like a word, random word generator? Is that really what we're dealing with when you're talking about all these insults?
Yeah, it really strikes me as, I feel like, you know, there's an old saying in academia, publish or perish. And I feel like for some people, rather than publish, they'd rather appear on television. If they can get a cable news spot somewhere where they can go and pontificate a little bit, that helps them with their professorship and whatnot. And I feel like he's out there and he's like, you know what, I will throw as much gas and as many bombs as I can just to make sure I stay on TV and saying these types of things. And that's not that uncommon in the media, is it?
No, and this is one of the issues, excuse me, that I really run into on a daily basis. You just wonder, like, do these guys, like, read? Do they, like, touch grass? Do they, like, talk to other Americans? You just have to wonder sometimes, Rich, like, with these folks that, you know, you talk about Joy Reid or Stephen Colbert, Don Lemon of yesteryear. You're really concerned about some of these folks. Like, if it weren't so funny, you know, you'd be concerned because these people make a lot of money to say those kinds of things on television. And unfortunately, a lot of people believe them.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. A lot of people, working people in this country, hardworking people, that they go to work and they raise their kids and they turn on the TV and they don't do what you do for a living or what I do for a living. They do what they do for a living and they turn on the news and they're thinking they're getting the truth. And instead, they're getting the bombast coming out of this guy, Jason Johnson's mouth, about how, you know, people aren't satisfied unless they see a dead black man. And I think this couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I'm not going to say that there may not be some people somewhere that may relish in that, but by and large, I don't think I've ever met somebody that's looking for that in the news, and I don't believe that's the case for most Americans, do you?
No, and I don't think so at all, and, you know, these people, you just really, again, wonder, like, who do they spend their time with? These folks are stuck in academia, like a lot of these folks are. Jason Johnson, Joy Reid, you know, you look at people like Sonny Hostin, husband's a, you know, doctor in New York, in one of the New York University hospitals. Her son goes to Harvard. You just, like, start to paint a picture once you peel back the layers, once you go on social media and you look at these people's LinkedIn pages. You can very quickly see that they're only in a select, you know, areas of the country. They hang out with only select groups of people, these liberal arts departments at these universities that are dying, that are hemorrhaging. And unfortunately, we need the humanities. We need classic liberal, classically liberal, well-rounded students, but we're not seeing that. And as such, the American people are responding to this by abandoning these kind of people because, you know, parents look at this and they're saying, I'm not spending money to send my kid to, like, you know, listen to Jason Johnson or Joy Reid or Nicole Hannah Jones, you know, teach them journalism. Why would you do that? Learn to code.
Yeah, right. Learn to code. Focus on STEM, which I do think is important, by the way. Folks, again, I want to remind you, we're on with Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters.com. That's part of MRC, the Media Research Center, and they do amazing work. We're ranking the MRC's worst of 2024 awards, and this is the third place runner-up, Jason Johnson getting number three for his comment about people in America, the Trump supporters in particular, not satisfied until they see a dead black man. His words, not mine. He's number three. Now, moving to number two, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag entirely, but I am going to say this is somebody that is known for making very incendiary comments, somebody who I believe really just, you know, puts a lot of effort into it and says, you know, what can I say today that's, you know, really, really, really out there, that's really going to, you know, turn some heads and roll a few eyeballs? And she does it well. And I've already let too much of the cat out of the bag. It is a she. I'm not going to say who it is just yet. But in the number two place, we're about to find out who it is. Now, this particular clip has to do with some racialism, some anti-Trumpism, and how all of this somehow, in some way or another, is tantamount to apple pie, right? It's the same as Americanism. So I'm not going to play the entire clip for you just yet because we have a break coming up. But I will say I think you're going to enjoy it, and you've got to stick around to make sure that you can hear it and get the analysis and the reaction from Curtis Houck, again, managing editor of Newsbusters.com, which is part of MRC. And I want to remind you real quick, the phone number, if you want to react yourselves, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Somebody made a comment yesterday, Curtis, to me, saying, why don't I let the callers talk to the guests? And I never said I wouldn't. So if you want to talk to Curtis, I'm happy to put him on the spot. I'm sure he can handle it. So you can give us a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And coming up straight ahead, we've got number two in the runner-up category for the Media Center, the Media Research Center's worst quotes of the year from the left within the media. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And the public is getting good information if they listen to your show.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back, familia. It's Rich Valdez keeping you company till midnight, 1 a.m. in some areas. And I want to remind you that we're counting down the worst quotes of the year from the media to give them the MRC's 2024 Worst Quote of the Year Award. Of course, the MRC being the Media Research Center. And we've got the managing editor of Newsbusters.com, which is part of the MRC. Curtis Houck is with us. And of course, we just talked about the number three position. That was Professor Jason Johnson saying that Republicans, Trump supporters, are not satisfied until they see a dead black man. These are his words, not mine. And that was number three. Well, in the number two position, we have someone whose name is as oxymoronic as it could be, Joy Reid from MSNBC. She's talking about how two brothers, in her mind, colluded to kill a black man, to go after a black man, because this is as American as apple pie. Listen to this.
Now, if you have a heart, what happened to the 29-year-old father, skateboarder, FedEx driver, and amateur photographer should outrage you. It should shock and disgust you, as should the so-called brothers who chose to behave like a little blue gang rather than as black men. But it damn sure shouldn't surprise you. What happened to Tyre Nichols was as American as apple pie.
That's Joy Reid in the number two spot. Joy Reid, MSNBC. Curtis Houck, what say you?
Well, considering Joy Reid tonight, she's already made an entry into the worst of 2025 because just a few hours ago, she went out and argued that U.S. soldiers are basically ticking time bombs, future mass shooters. So we've got that going on right now. She said, mass, I got the quote here, they are mass casualty offenders. Military service turns out to be the single strongest individual predictor of becoming a mass casualty offender, far outpacing mental health issues. I mean, this is just gross kind of stuff. So it makes, of course, perfect sense that she would just hurl all sorts of incendiary claims about, you know, what two brothers are up to and what police do with their free time, in her opinion.
Unbelievable. Now, if that weren't bad enough, Curtis Houck, we and her addition, her contribution to the 2025 list, we've got the 2024 champ lined up number one. Now, this one I think is particularly special because the winner last year, who was the winner last year?
Joe Scarborough.
And he won the Brian Stelter Memorial Award for the worst quote of the year, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have last year's quote, but I do have the entrant for first place this year. And I got to say, it's right on theme with the other two clowns and what they had to say about just trying to stoke racial flames and division everywhere they can. And it's none other than Joe Scarborough, host of The Morning Joke on MSNBC. I want you to listen to Scarborough's comment on this one. Check this out.
I've spent a good bit of time with Joe Biden. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Woo, hands down, that is the number one winner. Drum roll. Joe Scarborough, The Morning Joke. He says that if this weren't true, he wouldn't say it. Winning the first place. Now, listen, this was no small task, right? This was a big deal for you guys, and it wasn't just you, Curtis Houck, from what I'm reading here. It was the president of MRC, Brent Bozell, your vice president for research and publications, Brent Baker, as well as Tim Graham, executive editor, Jeffrey Dickens, and yourself, all boiling down all of these biased outbursts from the lefty hosts. And what did it take to come up with Joe Scarborough being the winner here for 2 years in a row?
Well, I think the defining feature of this year, or 2024, last year now, Rich, is Joe Biden's mental decline. Yes, Donald Trump becoming victorious in the presidential election. A lot of us were predicting this, but the depth in which Joe Biden would fail publicly and to the point where the left could no longer ignore it is a generational scandal that we will continue to look back on in shame at our supposed, truth tellers in the media. And so this example of Joe Scarborough back in March, on March 6th, in particular after Super Tuesday votes, just really encapsulated all of this. Joe Scarborough, Joy Reid and Jason Johnson are like true believers, Rich, but I like to think of Joe Scarborough as one of those people who like may not believe everything he's saying, but he's trying to like will it into existence. And he's so high on his own supply that I feel like he thinks he can. And that's what he's trying to do here because he's such a pompous prick. Unfortunately, as you know, you've been around long enough, he used to be an actual conservative who spoke at our MRC galas in the past. But yeah. Now look at him. What a sad man.
That Republican congressman from Florida. And, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I guess, you know, he couldn't make it on our side and said, I need money, and he became a rock star on the other side. But Joe Scarborough, you know, he while he's saying Biden's the smartest guy he knows and Biden's saying Hunter's the smartest guy he knows, As soon as Trump won the presidency, Joe Scarborough changed his tune, right, Curtis? And him and Mika were there trying to kiss Trump's ring and get an interview. Listen to this.
Over the past week, Joe and I have heard from so many people, from political leaders to regular citizens, deeply dismayed by several of President-elect Trump's cabinet selections, and they are scared. Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the president-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets. We talked about that a good bit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
We told him so. It sounds like he told you so. He won, and you got spanked. Anyway, Curtis Houck, does it surprise you their duplicity, their we want to go and talk to him and express concern?
No, no. I mean, this is them trying to save their own tails. Reporting has insisted just as much. I mean, I believe it's Puck News. I believe either Oliver Darcy or Brian Stelter has said this. I mean, really, it's as clear as day. And, you know, if you look at the fellow MSNBC liberals out there, they have every right to be upset. You know, you think about it, they shovel all kind of nonsense about Donald Trump being a threat to democracy. He's basically going to put us all in camps. And then you go down there to talk to him and you think, oh, well, this isn't great. You know, what did you sell us?
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, what's interesting is that I feel like just like you've got Scarborough and Brzezinski changing their tune, you've also got CBS News changing their tune with their legal people coming on the air and basically admitting that, you know, we screwed this thing up. We didn't even report Biden's mental decline well enough. Listen to this one.
One of the things we also do in the year-end correspondence roundtable is dig into what was undercovered or underreported. Jan?
Undercovered and underreported. That would be, to me, Joe Biden's obvious cognitive decline that became undeniable in the televised debate.
At the presidential debate with Donald Trump.
Unquestioned. And, you know, it's starting to emerge now that his advisors kind of managed his limitations. It's been reported in the Wall Street Journal for 4 years, and yet he insisted that he could still run for president. We should have much more forcefully questioned whether he was fit for office for another 4 years, which could have led to a primary for the Democrats. It could have changed the scope of the entire election. Yet still, incredibly, we read in the Washington Post that his advisors are saying that he regrets that he dropped out of the race. You know, that he thinks he could have beaten Trump. And I think that is either delusional.
She's right. Delusional, or it's a straight out lie. Because, and that's, again, that's Jan Crawford, a legal person at CBS News, because they're realizing, you know, we got duped. Now, I don't know if they're realizing it, Curtis Houck, or they're just trying to, you know, not look like they have so much egg on their face. What say you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, well, I would say Jan Crawford overall is one of the better eggs out there when it comes to things at the Supreme Court. She's probably the last mainstream media correspondent that I actually have to worry about. And I believe it was 2023 or at the end of 2022, one of these year-end shows on CBS that Face the Nation, her underreported story of the year was schools and COVID, what it was doing to children. And the rest of the panel was like, oh, my gosh, what? Wow. So I think this is par for the course, and you should know, too, that she also stood up for Tony DeCoppel when he went through his little struggle session that he was forced into after he told Tommy, Coach, you seem to think Israel's a terrorist state. That's not a good thing.
Amazing, right? And let me tell you, this Tony DeCoppel, probably one of the consistently left-wing people on the program, says one thing positive about Israel. Now he's like a Trumper. They treat him like he's wearing a red hat to work. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I mean, his ex-wife and teenagers live in Israel, so things are personal for him. He was famous, too, for before COVID. He went to a mall and took a pie and tried.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it would be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what's the difference between me and you? You're gonna die.
Don't shoot him, we need him!
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. This film is not yet rated.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Familia, we continue our conversation. And just like Mike Johnson today, getting reelected as Speaker of the House after his endorsement from Donaldus Magnus El Trompito, the 45th president of these United States, he gave his victory speech, and I played the clip earlier where he said, you know, we're going to be deporting the people that need to be deported, the criminal aliens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's just part of it, right? I mean, there's also the operational end of it, the strategic end of it, and President Trump has talked about the strategic side of it. But when it comes to the nuts and bolts of getting it done, they put it in the hands of the border czar. That's right, former ICE chief Tom Homan. And he weighed in today with some thoughts on exactly what's going to happen day one. Listen to this.
Most terrorists in this world aren't in any database. Unless they're a part of a T3, unless their chatter was caught on the wire, unless they were encountered on the battlefield by DOD and a retina scan or biometrics, biographs were done, we don't know who most terrorists in this world are. And under this administration, the Biden administration, they're concerned about one thing. Optics. All they care about is the optics of this crisis. They've been telling Border Patrol for 4 years, process quick, release quick. Because if there's no overcrowding, everything's fine. We can keep saying a secure border. And when you process quickly and release quickly, you don't have time to do a proper investigation. You don't have time to go through the pocket trash and find out what intelligence is there. You have time to deep dive investigation, actually interview this person. You don't have time to wait for the FBI vetting to even come back. Several times this past year, they released people so quickly that after they released, as you know, you and I talked about this story, several times they came back hot after their release several days later. So this administration is all about quick process and release. However, the Trump administration, President Trump, the game changer who secured the border at the highest level ever, we're going to end catch and release. And that means we got time to investigate these people and do a deep dive in everybody.
That's Tom Homan saying we are going to end catch and release. And this is important. I think equally as important is some stuff he said the other day, and I don't have to replay it for you, but I'll just remind you, which is, Homan indicated that, and Trump himself on many occasions, that if we don't slow down the flow of drugs into this country and the flow of cheap labor through the slave trade, right, of undocumented workers and child trafficking for the sake of labor and others and other, you know, illicit activities, that he would label and treat Mexico and the cartels as terrorist organizations using the full force of the United States the way they go after terrorists. And I think that sends a strong message, and that's why last week or the week before it was reported that Mexico is now building 12,000 migrant shelters to start taking in all the people that are going to be repatriated with their countries and going by way of Mexico as kind of like a clearinghouse. You know, if they're going back to El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they will be passing through Mexico. And Mexico is, to date, playing ball with the governor of Baja saying, absolutely, we should take Trump at his word. He's a former president. He knows what he's doing. And we have no reason to believe he's lying when he says that. So the world is taking Trump seriously. I think the Democrats should as well. There's some other news, but you know, I'm going to take a pause right here. We're going to come back. This is the final segment. Of course, open phones across America. If you want to sound off, feel free. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now.
work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
All right, amigos, welcome back, America. And again, our phone number, 833-482-5337. Before we do any of that, though, I want to just remind you, there's a lot to come, even though we might be pausing right here. There's still plenty to come. And some of the things that matter most in America are the basics, right? How we raise our kids, how we treat our spouse. Are we getting married? Are we having kids? What's our birth rate look like? Are we still getting divorced at the rate of 50%? These are the things I think that matter most in life, because that's what life is made of, right? I also want to talk about what's going on in California and Gavin Newsom. I feel like he's in the headlines every day, and I don't pay enough attention to him, so I want to dig into that a little bit. Anyway, folks, we're coming back. The conversation always continues. 833-482-5337. In Radio Land, for some of us, we bid you adieu. For others, we're welcoming you to another brand new hour. So keep it locked right here, folks. I am Rich Valdez. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Godspeed. And don't move a muscle at the same time. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. In an extraordinary turn, a judge has set President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case for January 10th, a little over a week before he's due to return to the White House. But the judge is indicating that Trump won't be jailed. Judge Juan Merchan signaled in a written decision that he'd sentence Trump to what's known as unconditional discharge. That means a case is closed without jail time, a fine, or probation. The development nevertheless leaves Trump on course to be the first president to take office convicted of felony crimes. Trump Communications Director Stephen Chung says the case should be dismissed. Also at townhall.com, this week's deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans is an outgrowth of the war on America, which began on 9/11. On the Salem Media Group's news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Biden administration focused on so-called white nationals rather than dealing with Islamic radicalism.
We just have failed to crush what began back in 2001. I mean, you know, the only way to protect people from evil is to actually crush that evil. And unfortunately, I think we've just been more in a reactive phase rather than a proactive phase.
Governor Landry's Fool This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. House Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to his post after a tense vote where three GOP colleagues voted against him. Two reversed their votes after consulting with Johnson. He says he agrees with President-elect Donald Trump about a bloated federal workforce.
We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people. And in coordination with President Trump and his administration, we are going to create a leaner, faster, and more efficient federal workforce. We need to do that.
You'll find news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You know, a lot of times you...
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
South Korean investigators have left the president's official residence after a nearly six-hour standoff during which he defied their attempt to detain. BBC correspondent Jill McKenzie reports from Seoul.
This is totally uncharted territory for South Korea. It is the first time a sitting president here has ever faced arrest. And even though most people here are still so upset about his decision to try and bring the country under martial law, the core of his supporters here have stayed loyal to him, and they have surrounded the president's residence this morning. They're riled up and angry, and they've been spurred on by the president himself, who has thanked them for working so hard to defend him.
Wall Street snapped out of its holiday season funk. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3% yesterday for its first gain since Christmas and its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 339 points, or 0.8%. And the NASDAQ composite jumped 1.8%. News and analysis at townhall.com. JetBlue is getting hit with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights.
The Transportation Department said that half the money will go to passengers who were delayed on flights along four routes on the East Coast between summer 2022 and late 2023. The department says it's the first such fine against an airline over chronic delays, and it blames JetBlue for unrealistic scheduling. JetBlue says despite settling the matter, it blames the federal government for problems in the air traffic control system that contribute to late flights. John Scott reporting.
New vehicle sales in this country rose 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates eased a bit, making SUVs, cars, and trucks a little more affordable. Industry analysts say discounts such as rebates and low-interest financing
should get even better as 2025 rolls along. They see the biggest deals coming from dealerships representing automakers that had trouble selling this past year. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live, we're national. Here's the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And tonight I want to talk about a lot of things. On the agenda, we have slated to talk about marriage, the pitfalls of marriage, a couple of life hacks through a successful marriage. Plus, we are going to have a conversation with a White House political correspondent to talk about what's going on with Gavin Newsom and the radicals and con artists and traitors that killed the California dream, as well as the news of the day. And some of that includes Mike Johnson, right? Mike Johnson won the speakership today with a healthy majority. There was a vote that occurred, obviously, earlier after Kamala Harris forgot the Pledge of Allegiance, and they went ahead and had the vote. And one of the congressmen that was, you know, kind of like a Never Johnson, if you will, saying, you know, I wasn't going to vote for him, he actually did an interview earlier saying that he changed his vote for the speaker in favor of Mike Johnson after speaking with El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, Donald J. Trump. Listen to this.
And I know we had a slim majority, but that's over with now. What we wanted to impress with him yesterday was, are you going to fight for these things that we've been asking and suggesting for, like a balanced budget, like offsets, like really getting behind all of the Trump agenda?
Right.
I knew President Trump was supporting Mike Johnson. He called, and we had a great conversation, but I knew where he was.
What did he say to you, sir?
He just said Mike Johnson is the only one that's got the support among the body to become speaker. And I get that. But, you know, the only way I had to let my voice be heard was what I did.
Again, that's Ralph Norman, Republican, who changed his vote and did, in fact, vote for Speaker Johnson. Again, Speaker Mike Johnson reelected as Speaker of the House. And this is good. This is good for the Agenda 47. This is good for the American people. This is good for the America First movement, Make America Great Again movement. All those things are trending in the right direction. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there's other things that aren't trending in the right direction. Now, prior to taking a break for Christmas and coming back to you all and some of these new stations and new listeners, and I'm grateful for that, we were talking about drones, right? You know, I grew up in Brooklyn, but I live in Jersey now. And all over Jersey, there were drones all over the place. And everybody wanted to know, where are these drones? What are they? Looking for nukes? Are they good guys? Are they bad guys? It's the government. It's not the government. It's this, that, and the third. Well, now, Senator Rand Paul, he had a lot to say about this. Now, Senator Rand Paul was saying that this is really, was just nothing more than a power grab for the federal government. That, in fact, the federal government used all of this as a ruse, if you will, to now put out a bill saying that they want to monitor your cell phones and monitor air traffic and monitor everything with respect to drones. Because, you know, if it's a drone, it might be up to no good. Kind of like saying, you know, shoes were innocent until Richard Reid the shoe bomber came along, and now nobody can wear shoes at the airport, you know, at least while you're entering the airport. And I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I do know that I don't want to lose any more of my liberty. Listen to this.
The bill before us would grant law enforcement significant authority to intercept private electronic communications without consent. For example, the bill would allow the government to conduct dragnet surveillance of the phones innocent Americans traveling through U.S. airports as long as the government claims they are doing it to neutralize a drone. So in order to look at the information that might be coming to a drone, it may be that you capture all the information of everybody surrounding an airport or everybody who lives near an airport. Once you have all that data, what are the assurances that the government isn't looking at your data in addition to the data that may be related to flying the drone? This is not just about security. It's about unchecked government overreach. It's about capitalizing on fear and media-driven hysteria to jam through sweeping legislation that could violate the civil liberties of American people. Congress has a constitutional responsibility to serve as a check on the executive power, not as a rubber stamp for it. The federal government already has the power to deal with drones. The federal government already has the power to stop any drones that are in airspace around airports. The federal government already has the power to protect its air bases. So if there is a significant problem here, the Biden administration needs to come forward and let us know, who are these drones? Who's operating these drones? What is the federal government doing to protect either airports or bases from this?
What are they doing? That's what I want to know. What are they doing, and has the world become any safer with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in office? Of course, you and I know it has not. And Senator John Thune, who is, incoming here, he says that the world's becoming a more dangerous place under Harris and Biden. He said this earlier today on Fox News. Listen to this.
It is a dangerous world, Sandra, and it's become increasingly dangerous as a result of failed policies of the Biden-Harris administration and a lack of strength projected on the global stage. As a result of that, you see what's happening in the Indo-Pacific. You see it in the Middle East. You obviously see it at our southern border. These are all examples of failures of policy by this current administration and why we so desperately need the Trump administration to come in and project strength on the world stage, where people again respect the United States and understand what is at stake when it comes to America's national security interests.
Which is why it's
We're going to be working with the administration to get our military readiness to the place where it should be after years of underfunding by the Biden administration.
Again, that's Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, and he's right. The world has become a way more dangerous place. We're seeing it play out in real time. We're seeing car bombs in front of Trump Tower in Vegas. We're seeing the plowing down of people in New Orleans and so many other things. A woman getting set on fire not far from where I am right now in New York City, right on a subway. This woman was only 57 years old. Some say she was homeless. Some others don't. It's a white lady burned by an illegal immigrant from Guatemala. And he stayed there to watch. from an adjacent platform. I mean, just really sick stuff that's going on. And all things point to the world's a more dangerous place because of Joe Biden. We've got drones everywhere. We've got illegal aliens, criminal aliens, not just people who are looking to work here. We're talking about people that are here to hurt us, all over the place. And we're still days away, right? 17 days away from Trump taking power. And it's great that he's coming in, but we still have another 17 days, plus all the days it's going to take him and the administration to catch up. But what comes to mind is something I heard on the Sean Ryan podcast. We had Sean, he's a colleague of mine from Westwood One. He has a podcast on the network, and we had him on the show a few months back. And I saw a clip of him discussing an email that's been released about the Tesla bomber. And it was very interesting. Guys talking about these drones. Maybe not the ones that, you know, Rand Paul was talking about, but drones in general, saying that the only countries that have these capabilities for these unmanned drones are the United States.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria here for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ev Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome Trip Wetzel, author of Norman Lear, His Life and Times. Plus, we'll bring you an encore presentation of our conversation with Linda Day George. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew that'd be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're gonna die.
Don't shoot if we need him!
Y'all need a pilot?
Like Risk. This film is not yet rated.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
ABC 10 can announce it's won a lawsuit against Governor Gavin Newsom seeking to obtain public records of secret meetings between Newsom staff and PG&E. A Sacramento judge ruled the governor must hand over calendar entries. It raises big questions about how transparent government needs to be and whether we can hold our officials accountable. I want to go ahead and bring in investigative reporter Brandon Rittiman, who has been pushing to get all of these records. And you are still looking for facts about a story that you actually brought us last spring, right?
Yeah, we do know that Governor Newsom's cabinet secretary, Ann Patterson, had at least one meeting with PG&E in May of last year. Today, we know there were more, multiple meetings with PG&E that month. We don't know if it was 2 meetings, 50 meetings, but we do know the meetings happened around the same time PG&E got out of trouble after being accused of severe safety violations that caused the deaths of 4 people.
That is a report from ABC 10 in Sacramento, and that's what a lot of people are still talking about in California. This scandal with Pacific Gas and Electric in over on the West Coast, and I want to get to the bottom of that with somebody who knows exactly what's going on. Susan Crabtree, she is the White House and national political correspondent for Real Clear Politics and the author of Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. And that's forthcoming this spring. Susan Crabtree, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Now, I want to hear a little bit about this. You know, I want to get your take on it. Obviously, you've written the book on what's going on with the lefties in California. And, you know, I honestly don't have my finger on the pulse of this particular scandal because there's so many things that come out of California. So bring us up to speed. What is going on with Newsom and PG&E?
Oh, PG&E is a monopoly in California. It has spread its largesse that it should have been using to take care and prevent wildfires by updating its equipment and cutting down, trimming vegetation next to its equipment, but instead it has spent $4.5 billion to profit sharing for its shareholders, and it has spread money all over California and the politicians, including more than $700,000 to Governor Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom's documentary film that are gender justice films that are promoting transgender policies in schools across the country. And they even went so far as to hold one of those films, debut it in the PG&E building in downtown San Francisco. That's how close the industry is to Gavin Newsom and his wife. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have a new rate increase for gas prices from PG&E. That's 5 million customers, and mainly central Northern California. And it's basically a monopoly that gets to do whatever it wants because it's greasing the wheels of the top politicians in San Francisco. Willie Brown, as you know, notorious Willie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
The former Speaker of the Assembly and the former the State Assembly and the former Mayor of San Francisco, that, as you know, undermined Kamala Harris's campaign and was a thorn in her side because she had a very open affair with him for many, many years, and he was her benefactor and mentor, political mentor in San Francisco politics. He said he's always so happy when PG&E calls him, he told the New York Times, because it always means there is a invoice involved for him.
There's always a check attached to it. And I mean, and there's also the, you know, the negligence and everything they've done, you know, with not doing what they say they're going to do for the people, but, you know, cutting these deals with politicians. And it seems like par for the course with a lot of organizations that try to be chummy with politicians. But I think this one's particularly egregious because it's such a big utility, no?
Yes, it's absolutely one of the main monopolies. We have just a few utility companies in California for serving 40 million people. So there's also SD&E, San Diego, Gas and Electric, and which is owned by Sempra. And that's a sort of for Southern California. And then you have PG&E mainly serving Central and Northern California. It is a monolith. And what the judges, it was found guilty for 84 instances of manslaughter in 2020 for one of the major fires that occurred, the Camp Fire, that devastated the city of Paradise, unfortunately named now. But these payments from PG&E were very trickled out to the victims of these wildfires. They were having to live in RVs on their homes, on their former, you know, land of where their homes formerly stood but were then ashes for years before PG&E paid them out. And the problem was that they were too busy. Newsom was doing a backroom deal, as Brendan Ritterman, the ABC 10 reporter, has so excellently reported that you had on before. Mm-hmm. That you had a recording of him. He won the Edward R. Murrow Award for his reporting on this, and it is outstanding. And I did cite many of his reports in my book. PG&E and Gavin Newsom. Now, Newsom hired lawyers, charging the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars to do a bankruptcy deal for PG&E that kept them alive. They could have been split up and become, you know, more regional utilities, or they could have split the gas and the electric off.
Right.
But they didn't. Newsom was instrumental in this, even though the Wall Street Journal has done excellent reporting on this as well, and they say that PG&E was responsible for 1,500 wildfires.
Wow.
Between 2014 and 2018. That's basically one a day.
Well, and this comes on the heels of them being found liable of manslaughter for, you said it was 10 or 15 counts?
84 people.
Wow. Unbelievable.
84 people. And they keep paying their executives millions and millions and millions of dollars. There's still too much profit sharing. And they keep increasing the rates on their customers to justify undergrounding the utilities that they should have done years ago, and it's just unbelievable.
And it continues. Folks, we're on with Susan Crabtree. She's the author of Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. We're going to hear more about her book. Plus, I want to get her thoughts on what's going on in the D.C. swamp as well. Keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez coming right back with Real Clear Politics White House National Correspondent Susan Crabtree. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
You have experience and skills in interviewing or you wouldn't be on your program.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
2 months ago, the American people elected Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States of America. Thank you for that very generous applause. It's okay. There are no election deniers on our side of the aisle. You see, one should love America. One should love America when you win and when you lose. That's the patriotic thing to do, and that's the America that House Democrats will fight hard to preserve because we love this country.
That is, of course, Democrat Minority Leader in Congress, Hakeem Jeffries. And just like there's a swamp like Gavin Newsom in California, there is a swamp in Washington. And that's what's going on here, and you've got the minority leader over here, Hakeem Jeffries, having the gall to say there are no election deniers. Now, it's only a three-hour show, so I'm not going to be able to play every last clip of Clinton and everybody else denying the elections, including Mr. Jeffries. But But we've heard these things before, right? And my question for Susan Crabtree, our guest, who again is the author of the forthcoming book, which I recommend you pre-order right away, one for yourself, one to give away to a friend. Fool's Gold, the radicals, the con artists and traitors who killed the California dream and now threaten us all. That's coming out March 11th, just a couple of months. Susan Crabtree, I want you to tell us a little bit about the upcoming, you know, the current Trump victory and what we can expect. You know, we got Speaker Johnson back today. We have a new majority leader in the Senate. But I think there's a lot to be done, and this is just the beginning. What say you?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaker Johnson successfully beat down some opposition to his speakership from within his own party. He did a much better job at controlling that opposition than Speaker McCarthy, who I covered for many, many years since he was an NRCC, basically up-and-coming person. And he did that, and it was very sort of a great symbolic win for Johnson to start the year off strong. And he benefited from Trump's endorsement, as well as Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said, you know, she was not opposing him too. So there's a lot of unity, a lot of excitement on the, obviously, the Republican side, and a lot of hope. And I think that it's refreshing because the American people, they weren't buying what the Harris-Biden ticket was selling, that the inflation was controlled or it was not increasing. They had curbed its increases. It was, you know, that's a ridiculous statement. That when people are feeling the pinch so much so across the country, and now we're seeing problems with ISIS radicalization in our own country and concerns about what came across the border. And there is hope that will change. The change is coming. And certainly within the Secret Service, which I've been covering very closely since the assassination attempts against Donald Trump, there is hope from the rank and file that there will be changes to the lack of training that has been going on in the Secret Service for years and for the DEI problems that we've seen played out and that were recorded time and time and again by numerous committees in Congress and the Independent Review Board that basically cited inexperienced female agents as the real culprits, along with the leadership, for failing to approve. They kept denying for 2 years increased security for Donald Trump because he was a former president and not the president and the leader that we know is an extremely lightning rod figure in the world and deserved to have threat-based protection, and he did not receive that. So there's a lot. All my sources in the Secret Service are telling me that they are hopeful that they will get a director in there that will get rid of these ridiculous DEI policies and restore some, you know, strength and improve the morale at the Secret Service.
I would hope so. And folks, again, we're on with Susan Crabtree. She is the author of a column on RealClearPolitics.com. She's the White House and national news correspondent for Real Clear Politics, and previously served as the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. As I mentioned, she's the author of the book, Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. And Susan Crabtree, your thoughts on whether what Jeffrey said at the beginning of this segment, that there are no election deniers on his side of the aisle, when we've heard Jamie Raskin and others say, you know, we got to get the bodyguards, we're going to have to oppose this thing. I don't know if he moves forward with that or not in 3 days on January 6th. But what are you hearing? What are your sources telling you?
Well, it is sort of a ridiculous statement for him to make when we had a 2020 election where Joe Biden was campaigning from his basement, and we had radical new election laws and all mail-in voting instituted in many states, including California, where ballot harvesting is pushed to the limit of, you know, what is respectable in campaigns and So Republicans are trying to match it. And it's just a bizarre, brave new world with all of the campaign laws that were implemented in, during COVID in 2020. So, but nobody's allowed to question whether there was election integrity. I think that's a ridiculous statement.
Right.
And so, you know, we thank goodness that there was a resounding win, that Trump won by a popular vote, so that they, there was no contesting it because he won the popular vote by, I think, more than 2 million, last check. So I think that gives him a good mandate. He's appointing people that are going to shake up the system. We'll see what the Senate does with that. Certainly the confirmation hearings, I don't expect some of the nominees to just sail through. There's going to be some tough questioning during the confirmation hearings. Today,
which is their job.
Correct. It's advise and consent. And, you know, that is still certainly the, a lot of the senators think that that presidents should be allowed to appoint their own people, their own cabinet members. You have Lindsey Graham, who always says that. I cover Congress for 23 years, so I enjoy the process of watching the confirmation hearings. You learn a lot more about the people that are running our government. And so these are legitimate, and that's how our founders set up the system of government, to have checks and balances. So it'll be an interesting couple of weeks and couple of months here with the confirmation process. But I do expect most of the nominees to go through because of the popular vote win. And today, Donald Trump just named Tammy Bruce, a Fox News commentator, to be the State Department spokesperson. That is really going to shake up those very dreadful and boring State Department briefings that I've listened to for, I've been a part of for many, many years. And Morgan Ortega as a special envoy for the Middle East peace process, which is in desperate need of peace. So I'm thinking this transition time, this period of change, is going to be one that gives some hope to the American people. You know, I do think that we need to come back to reality. There was just a terrorist attack. There's going to be a time of transition in which the Biden policies are not going to immediately go away, but at least we know there's some people that are going to try to get to the bottom of it, of the problems with the FBI, the Secret Service, and other great institutions and U.S. agencies that have lost trust with the American people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I want you to tell everybody, Susan Crabtree, where they get a copy of your book.
Well, we are on Amazon. You can go to my x.com page at Susan Crabtree, and you can click on the link to pre-order the book out March 11th. Thankful so much for your letting me promote the book that way. And you can see all of my writings on realclearpolitics.com. If you just click on writers, you can see, and you click on my name, Susan Crabtree, you can see everything I've written for the last 4 or 5 years.
Amigos, get a copy of this book and get one to give away as a gift. It's called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. You've just listened to Susan Crabtree for the last half hour explain that she's an expert. She knows this stuff. She's been covering it for decades. She knows it inside and out, as well as the California swamp. She knows the D.C. swamp. I recommend the book. Susan Crabtree, I want to thank you for being here. Thanks for sparing and sharing some time with us. And Godspeed to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your interest.
You bet. And, folks, we come back. Your calls and more. You know the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze.
And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
As an example, that country will soon require labels reading, "There is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers."
People will drink alcohol, and they should know the risk.
Dr. Howard Ross with Hackensack Meridian Health says research clearly links alcohol consumption to increased risk of at least 7 types of cancer, including breast cancer in women.
But the take-home is that less alcohol is better than more alcohol. No alcohol may be the most protective with regard to cancer risk.
Do you think warnings on alcohol containers would make a difference?
I think it does increase awareness, yes.
It would take an act of Congress to add a cancer warning to booze bottles. The Surgeon General thinks it would help reduce the estimated 20,000 cancer deaths each year linked to alcohol consumption. Tony Aiello, CBS News, New York.
So, again, this is an advisory that was issued today by U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. And this is a pretty big deal because until now, I think this wasn't really conclusive. But now, apparently, they have this study. And this is a pretty big deal here, right? And I'm interested in knowing what the impact is going to be, what it's going to look like. And my question for you all is this going to get you to stop? Right? Is anybody listening right now saying, yeah, I'm definitely not going to drink anymore because this increases my chances of cancer? I don't know if that's going to stop people or not. I don't know if it stopped people when they started putting warning labels on cigarettes. But I'm interested in knowing. Now, I had a little inside track on this because my brother, thank God he's okay now, but 2 years ago was diagnosed with a throat cancer. And in that time, I remember, a lot of people, including myself, asked him, how do you get that? And he said that the doctor said that it's oftentimes people that, you know, like to drink whiskey and smoke cigars, which he does, or people that have been exposed to certain viruses or whatever. And I didn't realize that, you know, that could be a thing. Right. So I was like, wow, I didn't realize it, you know, I don't know why, but I always thought, you know, if you're not inhaling cigar smoke, you know, it's just, you know, kind of puff, you know, why would it cause that type of damage? But I guess, you know, that's my own naivete, my ignorance. But my point here is that it was the combination, you know, the whiskey and the cigar, not whiskey per se, but drinking. And I thought, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And now here we have this report that's come out this advisory from the Surgeon General. And I think this is interesting. And I got a couple of numbers here in front of me that I want to share with you. And we're going to get into this as the show goes on, because I do want to get your thoughts on it. But this new advisory is, you know, supposed to help people slow down their drinking or stop it and dispel any notion that alcohol is harmless. And here's a quote from Murthy's statement. Alcohol is a well-established preventable cause of cancer, responsible for about 100,000 cases of cancer and 20,000 cancer deaths annually. And they just mentioned that in that report, but those are serious numbers, right? It's not like 5 or 10. I'm talking 20,000 people die, which is more than the amount of people that die in alcohol-associated traffic car crash fatalities. So think about that. The amount of people that die from drunk drivers is less than the amount of people of dying from cancer related to alcohol. That's an interesting thing. He says, yet the majority of Americans are unaware of the risk. So I'll probably end up bringing in one of our doctors, medical doctors, to kind of comment on this, because I think this is interesting. And roughly 70% of Americans who consume alcohol, they are confused as to whether an occasional drink is good or bad for their health. Only 45% of Americans that were surveyed by the American Institute for Cancer Research back in 2019 said they believed that drinking alcohol caused cancer. Now, I would have been one of those people. I'd say, I love me some red wine. I don't think that that's going to give me cancer. But according to this, it may. So I'm interested in seeing, is this like the climate science stuff or is it not? A lot of confusion comes from prior studies that really weren't robust based on a methodology that likely isn't accurate. And that's a comment from Dr. Brian Lee. He's a liver specialist at the University of Southern California. So more on that as we continue, plus a couple more tidbits from the swamp. Karine Jean-Pierre says, we're not concerned about the radicalization of folks in the American military. This comes from the people that made the top person in the United States Health Corps, Dr. Richard Levine, or should I say Dr. Rachel Levine. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
Attention all patriots. This is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer and security expert. I have an urgent message for anyone who's concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty and geopolitical turmoil, it's never been more important to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. During this exclusive summit, you'll get proven top strategies for safeguarding your hard-earned assets and securing your financial independence. We'll cover everything from diversifying your portfolio to creating a fail-safe emergency fund. Don't leave your future to chance. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register at no cost whatsoever. In today's uncertain times, it's critical to have a solid plan in place to protect your finances and secure your future. Call 800-741-GOLD now to register for this 100% free summit. That's 800-741-G-O-L-D.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Suspects in New Orleans and Las Vegas serve in the military. Does the president find that aspect of this troubling, and is he concerned about the problem of radicalization in the military?
So, look, I'm going to, obviously, the FBI is continuing their investigation so they can speak to the FBI and the Department of Defense, as you just stated, because of their status and affiliation to their military service. I would have to refer you to the Department of Defense to speak to that specifically. I don't want to get into a back and forth on this. What we can say is continue to condemn any form of violence and do whatever we can and continue to do the work, obviously, to make sure that there is a security protocol continues and we protect Americans and certainly communities across the country. I'm not going to dive into the two subjects.
That, of course, is Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP, giving a non-answer like usual. But the question being, are you concerned about the radicalization of the military or within the military? And I've got to say, she should be concerned about the radicalization in her office, in Biden's office, in all of the administration. There's radicalization everywhere. Whether it's left-wing radicalization, LGBTQ radicalization, you name it. Now you've got some ISIS radicalization within the military. What'd you think was going to happen when we went woke? And then we relaxed the guidelines to let people that, you know, looked like me a few years ago, very overweight, get into the military. We need Pete Hegseth and we need him fast. Hurry up! Anyway, folks, more to come straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Mike Johnson has been reelected as House Speaker after a tense roll call where some GOP House members voted against Johnson before reversing their votes. Johnson says it's a new day in America.
This is a powerful new coalition of our country. It's a coalition that insists that we purge the policies of America last and we bury them in the graveyard of history's mistakes, because it was a big mistake. To that end, this Congress will renounce the status quo and we will listen to the voices of the people.
Johnson was able to flip two holdouts who switched to support him, and Trump called the dissenting Republican lawmakers from the golf course. The final tally was 218 to 215. Also at townhall.com, Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber Matthew Leibelsberger claimed his shocking suicide wasn't a terror attack, but a way for the U.S. soldier to cleanse his mind, police revealed. Alicia Arrett, Matthew Leibelsberger's ex-girlfriend, says he told her of pain and exhaustion after serving in Afghanistan, signs she recognized as key symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
I was an Army nurse, and I worked on TBI units, like at Walter Reed. I worked on the TBI unit there. And I think that's kind of why he felt so safe with me and why we kept dating on and off, is he knew I understood him. So I just recognized some of the symptoms, and then he told me he'd gotten head injuries from that.
Meteorologists forecast a strong snow and ice storm followed by brutally cold conditions will soon smack the eastern two-thirds of the country. In Friday's warnings, they said frigid air, the dreaded polar vortex, will escape and plunge as far south as Florida. Starting later today, millions of people are going to be hit by moderate to heavy snow from Kansas City to Washington, with dangerous likely just south of that. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening: Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
South Korea's impeached president is not giving in to investigators' demands.
South Korean investigators have left the president's official residence after a nearly six-hour standoff, during which he defied their attempt to detain him. It's the latest confrontation in a political crisis that has paralyzed South Korean politics and seen two heads of state impeached in under a month. President Yoon Suk-yeol, a former prosecutor, has resisted investigators' attempts to question him for weeks. The last time he's known to have left his residence was on December 12, when he went to the nearby presidential office to talk to the nation, making a defiant statement that he will fight efforts to oust him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hospital and emergency response workers say Israeli strikes have killed at least 42 people in Gaza. Children were among the dead in the strikes that occurred overnight and into Friday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Stocks ended in a downward trading week on an up note. The S&P 500 rallied to its first gain since Christmas. More on the market's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Wall Street rallied out of its holiday season funk with its first gain since Christmas. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3% Friday, its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 339 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.8%. Big tech stocks, including Nvidia and Tesla, led the way higher. That offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor companies. Those stocks fell after the Surgeon General proposed putting cancer warning labels on alcohol. Molson Coors lost 3.4%. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.60%. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Happy to be here with you this Friday night. Another hour with you. We're live, we're national, and our phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. I'll be getting to your calls momentarily. And we talked about a lot tonight. Speaker Johnson reelected to Speaker of the House with the endorsement of Donald Trump, Donaldus Magnus El Trumpito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. You also had the Surgeon General weighing in, saying that alcohol is now a likely predictor of cancer, which can be easily avoided. And my question to you all, the American people, is, are you going to stop? Will you stop drinking because they said it causes cancer? I'm really interested in knowing. Again, the phone number, if you want to weigh in on that, 833-482-5337. And President Trump today was mentioned in the news by all the reporters because Judge Juan Merchan has decided to sentence him. We've got a report on that. Listen to this.
The sentencing will happen just 10 days before Inauguration Day, the judge indicating there will be no jail time imposed. The judge rejecting Trump's push to dismiss the verdict and throw out the case on presidential immunity grounds. He said he found no legal reason not to sentence Trump and that the case needed to come to a conclusion prior to his swearing in on January 20th. Trump was convicted in May of 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in the days leading to the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Trump facing the possibility of punishment ranging from a fine or probation to up to 4 years in prison, which we now know jail is not on the table. And the judge said that Trump has the option of appearing in person or virtually for the sentencing next week. Now, Trump's communication director putting out a statement saying, quote, there should be no sentencing and President Trump will continue fighting against these hoax until they are all dead.
Yeah, listen, I agree with that. I think that that is, I wouldn't show up either, right? If I just won a whole election to become president, I'm not about to show up in court. He did that. He spent all the whole time he was campaigning, he was fighting these four cases. So, yeah, I'm with that. And I want to go to the calls because a lot of people on hold from Missouri, from Vermont, from Idaho, from Illinois. Let's go to Illinois, WLS, and check in with Nick real quick. Nick, what's going on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, you sound terrific. Go for it.
Oh, thank you. Usually the girls told me that. But anyhow, I was telling the screener that, have we forgotten about Flynn way back in the past? General Flynn, he got set up by two FBI agents who told him that we just want to talk to you about a few things. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. And then there's some inconsistency what Flynn talks about with them. And by law, if you lie to an FBI agent, even though he, I don't know what happened there, but even though he might be lying to you about something to set you up, but if you lie to him because of the setup, then
right,
you can be charged with a felony. And then have we forgotten about Butler, Ohio, where people are screaming and pointing out to law enforcement people, there's a guy up there with a rifle. He's got it aimed towards where Trump is speaking. And the guy got off several bullets. But one poor guy got killed and two other people got wounded. I don't know how their recovery is going. I mean, and then this business about this Judge Merchan. I don't know what the world's going on with these people. He's not the only one. There's a lot of them like him. He's talking about, well, he's going to show some generosity or something or other. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if they, you're from that area. I was just a little kid who grew up in Brooklyn, New York. But, when you go up the Hudson River to Ossining, New York, there's a prison there. It's called Sing Sing.
Yeah, Sing Sing.
It's a nickname. Sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they would use that as a joke. So, well, we're going to send him up the river and see if he likes it.
Well, what they're actually talking about, Nick, instead of Sing Sing, they were talking about sending him to Rikers Island, which is in the East River, right? right in the Hudson. Yeah, I think it's in the East River. And it's in the Bronx. And this is where they were saying they were going to send him. And I have a contact that works there that was telling me that the Secret Service actually at one point did a cursory tour of the place to see if they do in fact sentence Trump and he has to be there. They were going to have him have his own section on Rikers Island. And it was crazy, the things that, Alvin Bragg was, trying to push on these fake phony fraud cases. But you're right. They came after Flynn. They came after Trump. They will come after you and me and anybody else that gets in their way because the deep state knows no bounds. Nick, thanks for the call, brother. Shout out to WLS Chicago. Let us go to line three. I need a first name. What's your first name, line three?
Prophet Murphy. Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Mr. Murphy, how are you, sir? And you're calling from Burlington, Vermont, WVMT. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I predicted 2002 that Burlington was going to get an earthquake, and it came from Washington, D.C. Well, now I'm predicting another earthquake for Washington, D.C. January 20th, there's going to be a devastating earthquake for Washington, D.C., which is coming from
Vermont.
Oh,
let's see. So, let's see what happens. They heard it here first. If there is an earthquake on January 20th in Washington, D.C., Mr. Murphy, who claims to be a prophet, has brought that to our attention today. So we'll see if you're a fake, phony, and fraud, which my gut tells me you are. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat some crow. Thanks for the call, brother. WVMT in the building. And I want to continue the conversation. Let us go to Bill. Bill is calling us from Jefferson City, Missouri on KLIK. Bill, go for it.
Yes, sir. I see that Joe Biden is going to do the homily for President Carter's funeral. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And the reason I think it's going to be bad is, well, President Trump is going to be in the audience also, I understand. And that's going to be kind of unusual. Back in when Reagan had his funeral, John Danforth, a famous Missourian, gave the homily at the National Cathedral for Ronald Reagan. And in the audience was Margaret Thatcher and some of the royals from Europe. And also Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, his wife. And I just thought that was one of the best, you know, I've reviewed it several times over the years, and it's just been so good. So anyway, Thursday, January 9th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mr. Biden, President Biden, is going to do the homily, and I'm kind of scared.
That's got to be exciting, right? He might forget what he's saying. Oh, boy, he might have to, you know, argue with the invisible Easter Bunny. I don't know. Bill, our resident historian calling us from Jefferson, Missouri, thank you for your call, brother. Godspeed to you. I appreciate it. And let us go to Paul, Boise, Idaho, KBOI. Paul, go for it.
Yeah, it was Paul. Thanks for calling me, Rich.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about Marshawn before you were talking about him. He was on the news, and I was listening to him about the way he conducted the trial. And it was very unusual. It was very unfair. And it was one that never should have happened in the first place, which...
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Insurance. Call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com.
That's GetEthos.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew you were going to be fun.
January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot.
Flight Risk. This film is not yet rated.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Japan is facing a crisis, a declining birth rate, an aging population, and a shrinking workforce. As these challenges grow, some political leaders have proposed controversial ideas to address them. Recently, Naoki Hayakuta, leader of Japan's Conservative Party, made waves with an extreme proposition that sparked outrage across the country. In a November 8th speech, Hayakuta suggested banning women from marriage after age 25 and requiring them to undergo hysterectomies at age 30. He argued this would increase the birth rate by compelling women to have children earlier. He even proposed barring women from college past age 18. The comments were met with widespread outrage. Actor Chizuru Higashi called it terrifying, asking if Hayakuta thought the declining birth rate was solely women's responsibility. Author Sumi Kawakami described it as a call to violence against women, noting that such rhetoric degrades political discourse in Japan. After intense backlash, Hayakuta issued an apology, retracting his remarks and stating they were purely hypothetical, a science fiction storyline intended to spark debate. But many critics, including author Isui Ogawa, argued that framing these extreme ideas as fiction trivializes the harm caused by such language. Japan's fertility crisis is real. Official data show a 5.7% drop in birth rates in 2024, highlighting the urgency of the problem. But while the nation seeks solutions, many believe that such extreme proposals undermine women's rights and distract from meaningful policy changes that could genuinely address the issue.
And that's a report from the Daily Guardian on birth rates as they exist within marriages. And, of course, with fewer and fewer marriages, you get less and less birth rates. And we have a declining birth rate in the United States as well. Now, we're not in the position that Japan is in, not even the position China's in. But we have our own position where, you know, families of six and families of four are quickly dissipating, you know, to become families with have only one kid or maybe just two. And I wonder, do we ever have a renaissance of this? Does this come back? I don't know. But I do know the first step is keeping the marriage together, right? And cultivating intimacy and healing and delight. And that's the subtitle to a book I want to talk about. The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. It's written by Dr. Stephen Call. He's a clinical psychologist specializing in marriage counseling, and he's a teacher of graduate students at the Seattle School of Theology and Psychology in Seattle, Washington. Big shout out to all of our listeners in Washington. And I want to bring him on because I want to get his thoughts both on the story that's going on in Japan and marriage overall as we learn more about his book. Dr. Steve Call, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich. Really an honor and privilege to be in conversation with you. So thanks for inviting me.
Likewise. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, when you hear about Japan having this, you know, really existential crisis about their birth rates, you know, and marriages not going the way that they expected them to go, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
You know, I think the first thing is part of the struggle for so many of us, you know, and obviously depending on the culture we're in, but, you know, I just really think across the board, there's this lack of contentment that I think is familiar for many of us in marriage. Maybe the outcome of what we signed up for or what we said I do to isn't maybe necessarily what we imagined or hoped for. And so I think, you know, the declining birth rate is maybe a symptom of that, the lack of, you know, contentment, lack of satisfaction, lack of, you know, maybe enjoyment and joy that we thought marriage might give us. And I think that, you know, honestly, that's part of the struggle for many couples, no matter how long they've been married, is sometimes we say I do with this expectation, you know, of what we thought it would be, and it really is something quite radically different.
Now, for the folks that are listening and want to get a copy of the book or two copies of the book, one to give away, The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight, what would you say is the number one takeaway, you know, with next minute or so? Tell us, what do you think the big point is?
Sure. I think our big point, our major point really, is paying attention and cultivating awareness in how our past story, meaning family of origin story, plural, plays a part in how we live in our relationship and our marriage. And I think for many of us, we're not even aware that that's part of what's happening. So really, I think the fundamental hope that we have in what we wrote is really that, is that the reader could become more aware of how their story, their family of origin story, impacts the way they relate to the partner, the way they relate to their spouse. I would say that's the key takeaway.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, if you would have told me that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have been like, family of origin, what does it matter that I'm Puerto Rican? But you know, now I understand it, having, you know, matured a little bit. It's so true where people come from, you know, how they grew up, where they grew up, who they are, and not in a way where you're trying to be biased towards somebody, but really understanding somebody's story. Otherwise, you can't meet them where they are. And everything can become an offense, right? And the minute it's not an offense and it's a position of understanding, it's like, oh, well, I get it now. Or at least you can get it a little bit better. Now, again, folks, the book is called The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. And you can get a copy on Amazon.com where, you know, or wherever you're getting your books. Again, The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight by Dr. Steve Call. Doc, let everybody know where they find you. Is there a Twitter account or Instagram or website that you can refer people to?
Sure, yeah. Our website is thereconnectinstitute.com. That's our website. And then our Instagram is @reconnectmarriage. That's where further resources are available. But, yeah, I would say our website is the best place for resources if people want some additional information or other resources and tools that we offer.
Outstanding. All right. I do have a couple of follow-up questions for you. If you're able to stick around, I'm going to ask that you do.
Sure.
I got to take a pause right here, though. Folks, we're going to come right back. It looks like Dr. Steve Call is going to stick with us, talk a little bit more about marriage and give us a few life hacks on how to make your marriage a little bit better. And that's coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. 833-482-5337 if you have a question on marriage or the alcohol topic. I want to get your opinions on that and everything else. Don't go anywhere. It's Rich Valdez, America at Night.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
They require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Well, you, of course, have a track record now. People have heard you, and they know that, in fact, you've got the goods. You have the talent. And you have the ability to do a superb job.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, such endearing words from the late, great Jim Bohannon. What a compliment he paid me. Thank you for that. But folks, by the way, you want to call in on the Legacy Line, you're welcome to do it. 866-50-JIMBO is still active and going. Of course, we're using 833-4-VALDEZ for all of our calls tonight, so make sure you tune in if you want to and chime in on the conversation. But before we move on to your calls and everything else, I want to just put a button in this conversation on relationships and marriage, because oftentimes, you know, the dating relationship ends up becoming the marriage relationship, and when it does, while the dynamic is somewhat changed, it's still this relationship, right? It's still your girlfriend. That's still your boyfriend. You just have different titles. And not in every way, but in many ways. And people that come to the marriage, to the relationship with any baggage, with any type of childhood wound, with any type of abandonment issue or anything like that, which, you know, is not foreign for a lot of people. A lot of people grow up with a lot of different things. It can be a thing. And I came across this clip that I found interesting, because I've heard people, women in particular, but men as well, go through this as it was described on a podcast. This used to be called Doing the Work Podcast, but it was recently changed to the Sabrina Zohar Show. And she's a interesting personality, and I really enjoy listening to her stuff. But she said something I thought was interesting, and it kind of talks about the family of origin stuff that we were just talking about with our guest, Dr. Steve Call, who is the author of the book that you need to get 2 copies of. The book is called The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. And she talks about how when people start acting differently, it doesn't always mean that they're about to hurt you. Listen to this.
Does something really feel off, or is this just your hypervigilance kicking in?
When we have hypervigilance, what that is it's your body and your brain in a complete survival mode. So you are constantly scanning for either safety or a threat. And what happens is when we start to do that in our relationships, like, oh, wait, they didn't put a period at the end, or they didn't put a smiley face, or they said, okay, see you later, but they didn't say babe at the end of it. What happens is it's your body looking to either reaffirm your core beliefs that, see, they're going to leave me. I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me and I'm not worthy. Or it's scanning for safety. Look, you need to go. This isn't safe. So next time you have this encounter, I want you to really ask yourself, is there actually something here that I have factual information to back up as a threat, or am I just projecting my past and insecurities onto this person because I'm actually scared of sitting in any discomfort and potentially trusting that this might be somebody for me?
So I want to get the opinion of our doctor here, Dr. Steve Call, clinical psychologist, specializes in marriage counseling, teaches graduate students at the Seattle School of Theology and Psychology in Seattle, Washington, and he's the author of the book I just mentioned, The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. Doc, when you hear this advice, and this is from someone that was heartbroken and started a podcast that I find interesting and has a very big audience now, but you're the expert, is what she's saying on the level?
Absolutely. You know, when I listened to her before and when she speaks around hypervigilance, it really is a core fear. And it's because of something in our story. It's not imagined. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what she's saying, is it really is around this fear of abandonment, which is our core fear for all of us, by the way. And also this sense of seeking safety. When we've endured some form of trauma in our story, in our history, we are hypervigilant to find what is or who is safe. So it's a natural response. And so, yeah, I think what she's saying is just spot on, that we really want to pay attention to it in a way that honors our story.
Now, how does that fit in with the family of origin story that you're talking about? Because to me it sounds like if you don't know who you're dealing with or you don't know them well enough, and the example she brings up, right, that somebody texts you and says, you know, hey, have a great day, or I'll talk to you later, but they don't say, hey, have a great day, babe, or, you know, my love, or whatever pet name they give for you, that you could begin to create entire scenarios in your head, like, you know, why isn't he calling me? Why isn't she saying babe? You know, what's going on? Mm-hmm. What do you recommend for people like that, and how do you address that in your book?
One of the foundational ways we address that, and we encourage couples and individuals, is really through the simple notion of curiosity. Can I be curious about what my reaction might be connected to? Can my partner or spouse be curious about what my reaction might be connected to? That to me is the foundation of any form of intimacy, is curiosity. So being able to ask myself, but also ask my partner, I wonder what that's about for you. I wonder what that might be connected to. Not out of blame, not out of accusation, but more out of a reflection. And I think that posture of curiosity really helps couples maybe to loosen the grip on some of the judgment, you know, that they have either toward their reaction or their partner's reaction.
Yeah, I think you're right. And obviously, you know, I think it goes without saying, you have to be a somewhat, kind person, right? If you're a jerk, you're not going to think about being curious, right? You're going to be like, why are you doing that? What, you know? But if you're taking a position of kindness towards a person and kind of being empathetic, like, you know, I wonder why you're being a jerk. Yeah. I wonder why you're being cold or whatever, which I think, I can tell you, for me, that's not my immediate go-to. If I don't like the way somebody's behaving, the last thing I'm going to say is, I wonder if they're having a bad day. It's more like, what is your problem, right? And I think it's that grind and that coffee that's running through us and everything else, our backstory, our current day, the bills on the table, whatever it is, that's what's driving our attitude. And I think oftentimes you really got to check yourself and make sure your attitude's in the right place, because otherwise you can project all of your whatever onto someone else, onto a situation like that, instead of being curious, like you said.
Yeah, I agree. I think kindness, I mean, obviously that plays such a significant part in the ability for me to be kind toward my wife around what her reaction might be, and I think kind about the reaction I might have as well. So it is a posture. It is a posture that we invite couples into, but it's a difficult labor. I mean, I think that's why so many couples and so many marriages can struggle, is that very notion of what you're talking about, the lack of kindness, which really breeds curiosity.
Yeah, so be curious, be kind. Give us one more tidbit before we wrap on how people can either have a great marriage or save their family one.
One of the things that I say to couples that I see within the first maybe 3 to 5 minutes is that I ask the question, how do you play together? How do you play together? That is one of the most unseen, unnamed, untapped areas of intimacy is how couples can play together. Often it's something I think for many of us we see as maybe frivolous or we see as not as important. We've got all this work to do, et cetera. So I often will playfully write a prescription for couples. Play 10 minutes three times a week. That is the prescription that I say is foundation. For most of us when we're struggling, it's where did play go? And that is a really central part of intimacy and how it can be cultivated is, you know, any form of play, whatever play is, a walk together, a glass of wine, a puzzle, a show, just some form of engagement that says, I choose you and I choose us. And I think that's what play is between individuals and between partners and particularly in marriage.
Excellent advice, especially for the hard moments and the misunderstandings, even the moments of disconnection. Because people need to ultimately honor each other, and I'm reading this from the description of your book, in order to build intimacy and reflect God's design for marriage, and I think that's key. Again, folks, the book is The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. Dr. Steve Call, I want you to tell everybody where they can go to get a copy of the book. How do they follow you? I'm sure there's a lot of people right now saying, I need to call this guy. I need some advice from him. How do they find you? Give us the scoop.
Sure. Thanks, Rich. Our website is thereconnectinstitute.com. That's the best resource. Our Instagram is at Reconnect Marriage. Those are the two best resources. And our book is pre-sale now and be made available on the 21st of January. There's tons of bonuses that are available if you want to order pre-sale. Welcome any book outlet, particularly Amazon and others, wherever you find your reads from. We're also, we did the audio, so we did the audio version ourselves as well. So that's the best resource, reconnectinstitute.com.
Outstanding. I can't believe you didn't hire me to do the audiobook, but I'll let it go. Folks, get a copy of the book, even the audio. I'm going to allow it. You know where to go. Go to the Reconnect Institute and, of course, get a copy of the book, The Deep-Rooted Marriage, Cultivating Intimacy, Healing, and Delight. Dr. Steve Call, really was a pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate you making yourself available for us, and I hope to speak with you again soon.
Thank you, Rich. Really.
You bet. Godspeed to you. And, folks, we come back with the rest of your calls in Georgia, South Carolina, and more. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Eczema flaring up again? We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives.
Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to guard.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You have young customers who don't want to drink. I thought that's really interesting. Who are ditching alcohol because of health concerns. And I could see that. I think gym-conscious people have a hard time going to the gym. I have a glass or two of wine, and I don't feel drunk, but I do feel it in the gym the next day, that's for sure. So oftentimes I'm like, nah, you know what, I'll pass. Anyway, there was a Gallup poll back in August that found that almost half of Americans say that having one or two drinks a day is bad for a person's health, the highest percentage recorded in the survey's 23 years, and younger adults were the most likely to say that drinking is bad for your health. The poll also showed that 58% of adults said they drink alcohol, and that's a number that's down 67% from 2022. So Gallup has a historic average of 63% going back to 1939. So it's always been up in the 60s, but interesting news nonetheless. So I want to know, are you guys drinking less? And, of course, calls on anything else like Congress and your marriage and your wife's and whatever. Let's go to Todd in Atlanta. Todd, go for it.
Hey, Rich. Yes, I appreciate you bringing up this topic. I think there's definitely, you know, a link between cancer and alcohol. It negatively affects every organ system in the body. That burning sensation you feel when you drink liquor, that's, you know, epithelial cells being killed, you know. I mean, nothing lives in alcohol. And yeah, they've, you know, linked it also to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah, that one, know? I knew. And I've seen it happen. Actually, a very sad story I don't have time for, but a really good friend of mine back when I was a barber had a divorce. And after he got divorced, he became a big alcoholic. I mean, like fall-down drunk. And he lost it. Didn't lose his business, but it was at the brink of losing it. But he ended up losing his life. He got cirrhosis of the liver, and in that month or 2 months prior to his death, I would talk to him, and he would come up with the most outlandish things. This guy was in his 30s, but his mind was so far gone that the dementia was so severe, and it was just amazing, and not amazing in a good way, you know, just really amazing in a really brutal way to see how alcohol can plague one's mind so seriously. So, yeah, really good point, Todd. Thank you. Shout out to WGKA. I want to continue. Let us go to Gil, Manila, Philippines, streaming the show. Gil, go for it, my brother. Happy New Year.
Yes, a Happy New Year to you. First of all, I'm sure you're aware that January 7th would have been Jim Bohannon's 81st birthday.
Happy birthday, Jimbo. We will celebrate that on January 7th.
Okay. And secondly, your topic is drinking. My wife has made me give it up. I used to drink tequila. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Shelley West country song about Jose Cuervo.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but to paraphrase Shelley West, I will drink no more tequila. That's right. There we go.
That's a great rendition. You sound really good, by the way. I hope you had an excellent Christmas. Gil in Manila, Philippines, always appreciate it. You're one of the OGs on this program, and I really do love hearing from you. God bless you, brother. And we continue straight ahead with your calls. South Carolina, Arkansas, and more, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app, is available to play in more than 40-plus states, including California and Texas. Join now, because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away two free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day.
Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Voted best head of hair in live late night radio 6 years in a row. It's Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, it is the speed round. And I just want to remind you, on Monday, January 6th, for our January 6th show, we'll be talking about all things January 6th. The certification of Trump's election, and Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne is scheduled to be with us. Always fun chatting with her. And let us continue. Let us go to Larry, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Larry, go for it.
Yes, sir. The greatest thing that you can do for the rest of your life and for America would be to promote the concept of single issue bills.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe every year give us one of these omnibus bills, 10,000 different things that are all wadded up in there.
Right. They put the good in with the bad, and then you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so you're screwed into a big pork barrel spending bill like the omnibus bill. I think you're onto something, Larry in Charleston, because this is what, you know, Matt Gaetz was talking about, even Speaker Johnson. And now that he's in the position, I think it's a little harder to do. But that, because that's kind of like the mother's milk, right, in politics, that spending that they do. And that's how they compromise on everything. That's how they get along. That's what they call bipartisanship. But I agree with you. You can't keep looping in money for your library with, spending in Ukraine. It just doesn't work like that, and it shouldn't work like that. Very good comment. Thank you, Larry in Charleston. WTMA. Let's go to John, Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, KSAR. John, go for it.
Hey, Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you, brother. You too.
By the way, when do you think we first saw the Democrats going bad? I have a question for you.
Well, I think Democrats have probably been bad for a long time, like following Kennedy. But in my adult lifetime, I would say I saw a hard shift really far to the left with the election of Barack Obama.
I think 1980s, when we saw them doing the gun bans, I think they used that to get their foot in the door for free speech and everything else. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's probably you're right. That was probably the left within the party celebrating a big victory, saying, let's grab some guns, let's do what we can do to stifle speech. And it's been a slippery slope, like a snowball effect ever since. And it's only getting worse until now, right? I think finally it's starting to ease up a little bit. And if we can, you know, hold the line and hold the hands of time a little bit for the next 4 years, like I like to say, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We've got to do it beyond the next 4 years as well, and that's where the challenge lies. John, thank you for your call, brother. Amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. And those of you that are still with us till 1 a.m., you're about to hear an amazing interview plus some calls. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. In the wake of the New Year's Day terrorist attack in his state, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is calling for all Americans to pray for our nation. Landry, who previously signed a law that the Ten Commandments be returned to public school to classrooms, has faced secular criticism over his public professions of faith. But on the Salem Media Group News Channel program this week on The Hill with Tony Perkins, Landry says it is the right thing to do.
Here's what I would tell you is that when this country actually recognized Christian principles, when the Ten Commandments was on display in our schools, there were no acts of terror on American soil. Or if they were, they were extremely limited because citizenship meant that we all rallied around the same flag.
Governor Landry's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 119th Congress.
Mike Johnson was elected by a narrow margin of 218 votes to 215 for Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Texas Representative Keith Self, Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey, and South Carolina Rep. Ralph Norman all voted against Johnson during the initial vote. Self and Norman switched their vote to Johnson after speaking with him away from cameras. Upon taking the gavel, Johnson vowed to slash the size and scope of the federal government. Hospital and emergency response workers say Israeli strikes have killed at least 42 people in Gaza. Children were among the dead in the strikes that occurred overnight. A journalist was among the dead. Health workers and Israel's military have traded claims over reported evacuation orders for two hospitals in the territory. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Right. Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
South Korea's impeached president is not giving in to investigators' demands. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de la Desma, reporting from London.
South Korean investigators have left the president's official residence after a nearly six-hour standoff, during which he defied their attempt to detain him. It's the latest confrontation in a political crisis that has paralyzed South Korean politics and seen two heads of state impeached in under a month. President Yoon Suk-yeol, a former prosecutor, has resisted investigators' attempts to question him for weeks. The last time he's known to have left his residence was on December 12, when he went to the nearby presidential office to talk to the nation, making a defiant statement that he will fight efforts to oust him. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find breaking news, analysis, more headlines and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Computer and iPhone colossus Apple will pay millions of dollars over eavesdropping accusations in an unprecedented case. We hear more from correspondent Lisa Dwyer on this story.
Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of using its virtual assistant, Siri, to eavesdrop on people using its iPhone and other devices that was then shared with advertisers, consumers who owned iPhones and other Apple devices from September 17, 2014 through the end of last year, could file claims for roughly $20 and only up to five devices. It's a fraction of the roughly $1.5 $1.5 billion that the lawyers representing consumers had estimated that Apple could be required to pay if the case had gone to trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on this story along with headlines analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Turtle Bay's 5th Annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
To elect a speaker to get control. And we already know there's one no vote, and we'll get to that. And there are a bunch of people who are playing coy with their vote, saying, I don't know, I'm not a no, I'm not a yes, I'm over here thinking about it. We'll see. We'll see. There are also will be some discussions over changes to the House rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know Donald Trump has come out in full force behind Speaker Johnson. In fact, he posted on Truth Social, and it's now ended up on other social media outlets, saying, good luck today for Speaker Mike Johnson, a fine man of great ability who is very close to having 100% support. A win for Mike today will be a big win for the Republican Party and yet another acknowledgement of our 129-year most consequential presidential election. Big affirmation indeed. MAGA. Do we have to end everything with MAGA? Is that supposed to be required? I don't know. I'm okay if you want to do it. I don't know if I want to have to do it. I support making America great again. I just don't know if I have to end with MAGA because I do the testudo thing at the end of the show, and that would kind of pile on. I guess everybody can have their own little punch at the end of everything they do. So we have that little drama going on. Speaker Johnson telling people he's confident, predicts one round of votes. That's interesting. Now, if we believe the betting odds, and a lot of people say there's more credibility in the betting odds than the pollsters, the betting odds currently favor Speaker Johnson. So this looks like this is a good thing. And that is the Poly Market betting odds. Johnson is a 91% favorite to win. The next closest is at 2%, and that's Tom Emmer, followed by Jordan Scalise, the karate chopping, the heir, Hakeem Jeffries, Byron Donalds, Thomas Massey, Jack Bergman, and Elon Musk. They're all about 1%. So 91% for Mike Johnson. We'll see what happens. And there'll be a whole lot of chatter about this. A whole lot of chatter about it. As there was yesterday. And we'll continue until the first vote, I guess, is at noon today. I know the networks are all saying, well, 11 o'clock, they've got to show up. Everyone has to get in their places with bright, shiny faces. We'll see. What do you think about it? What is your take on this? Do you think Johnson retains the speakership? 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We'll go through this throughout the show, make a couple of predictions. And I hope the Republicans can get their stuff together and make sure that we don't have another multi-vote, multi-day, possibly longer than a week debacle over who is leading the Republicans and the House of Representatives. In addition to that, I mentioned this drama around the swearing in of the senators. And this kind of ties into the other problem that Kamala Harris has. She has to come back in addition to losing. And losing in such a way, such an embarrassing way that the party structures being questioned on every level, she has to swear in the senators. And it's really kind of, the only way to say it is funny. The only thing to describe this beautiful irony is funny. That Kamala Harris, who has, as vice president, presided over the Senate, and she was there for the tie-breaking votes and all that stuff, she has to swear in the people that she trashed and the people who trashed her. And the folks over at Time, which I didn't know really retains any relevancy or not, the folks over at Time put out a story today, the D.C. brief in their political section from Philip Elliott announcing Kamala Harris heads to Capitol to swear in senators who won't even say her name right. Say my name! Is Beyonce going to be playing in the background as Kamala steps up? Say my name! Say my name! It's kind of funny to me. This is very funny. And Philip Elliott, I'm sorry you are... What is the correct term? What is the correct psychological term for what Philip Elliott is expressing here? Butthurtedness. I think he's butthurt. Elliot writes in Time, when Vice President Kamala Harris arrives at the Capitol on Friday to swear in the new class of senators, many of the smiling politicians handing their family Bibles will be the same ones who for months have been telling crowds that she was a threat to the American way of life. I'm going to pause this right here for a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Donald Trump and Republicans, especially those who supported Donald Trump, were called an existential threat to America. They were an existential threat to our democracy. Republic, thank you. But they were called many things. Anybody who supported Donald Trump himself was called everything in the book. They were Nazis. They were fascists. They were dictators. So I'm sorry, Philip Elliott, but all this hand-wringing, here, he goes on to say, at campaign rallies, on social media, and in interviews, some spent months falsely claiming she wanted to ban Christmas from the calendar. Well, she did have some problems with Christmas, remember? Bring dog meat to immigrant stoves. I don't know if I ever heard that. Or rig the election by inviting undocumented immigrants to flood polling places and cast illegal ballots. I don't ever remember hearing that any Republicans say Kamala wants people to vote illegally. They did want to have a whole bunch of illegals in the country and then make them citizens because they believe they would vote for Democrats forever and ever and ever. It's really funny. Elliot is so obsessed. Of the four senators taking oaths on Friday, who also spoke at the Republican convention in Milwaukee last year, three of them couldn't be bothered to pronounce her name correctly when they took a moment to ridicule her. Yeah. I can't even go back. It's only a three-hour show. I can't go back and play the montages of Democrats and their Democrat partners and the mainstream media who constantly called Harris Kamala, who called her Kamala. So, you know, sir, this kind of rings hollow. He continues, it's an inelegant reality that every vice president faces in their role as president of the Senate. Well, duh. But this one is particularly raw for those like Harris, Al Gore, and Richard Nixon, who lost their presidential bids but still had to return for a final few weeks of a grind at the Capitol. I'm sure it's really a grind. What, does she sleep until about 10? Taking a shower, getting driven over to the Capitol, pretty much carried in if she wants to be. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of those people understood that the norms of the upper chamber could not be set aside to save their bruised ego, nor would these institutionalists ask to be spared. I don't think they would. Standing there with folks who trash them is just part of the gig. Or at least that's what they have to tell themselves. Yeah, it's part of the gig. You lost. You lost, but part of your job is to finish your job. The other part of this, it will be delicious irony, is that Kamala has to certify the election on January 6th. She has to sign the papers saying that she didn't win. Now, here's the one point in this. I know this is probably going to be unusual for you, but here's the one point that I think is really kind of interesting that shows this Philip Elliott actually understands what was done to the Democrat ticket. He says in one paragraph, for Harris, who inherited the nomination late in the calendar, the day cannot be one of ease. That is probably the first honest assessment of how Kamala Harris got the nomination. She inherited it, which is completely undemocratic. And it is the most honest statement in this whole piece in Time magazine. If you haven't seen it, you really don't need to waste your time on it. We've covered it here adequately. Let me grab a quick call before we take a break here. Paul is in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, Paul. Welcome to Friday. Friday, Lou Utudi on the Chris Plant Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah,
I guess so.
You know, the Democrats are just such totalitarians. You know, they complain about the Republicans having to vote on Speaker of the House and have a debate. And, you know, we have to come to a consensus and have a robust discussion. They don't realize that's what democracy is. People with different views coming together. You know, that's what it is. But they're such totalitarians. Anything outside of their lockstep, you know, viewpoint is just completely foreign to them. They've lost all sense of democracy.
Well, you do have to kind of respect the fact that they keep their caucus together in order to achieve whatever radical ends they want. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But they are reliably voting together. I believe out of all of those Democrats, out of the 215 Democrats, there are likely one or two of them, maybe even double figures, who would actually vote for Johnson if they were honest. But they don't want to suffer the wrath of Nancy Pelosi, who has returned, by the way. We got to play that sound, too. Nancy Pelosi or the karate chopper of the air, Hakeem Jeffries. We'll get to all of it. It's going to be a busy day, a busy Friday. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show. Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you're feeling dizzy or off balance, you're not alone.
35% of adults over 40 in the U.S. have a problem with their inner ear, and many conditions go undiagnosed and untreated. But there's hope. For more information, call 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org and discover a life rebalanced. That's 800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
It is the Chris Plant Show. It's also Friday, so we're celebrating the weekend, even though, you know, it was kind of an interrupted week. These two-day work weeks, they really are grueling, aren't they? It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant, and you're always welcome to join the show, 888-630-9625. We'll be doing an update to both the terror situation, the attack on New Orleans, because there are a whole bunch of different tangents coming out of that story, a whole bunch of other strange little sidebars, and the story out of Las Vegas with the Cybertruck that blowed up in front of the Trump Tower, but the tires didn't deflate on the truck. It's not like the battery caught fire or anything, and the truck is pretty much intact. And there's discussion that Elon Musk wants to get the truck and get it back on the road just to show you how tough it is. Kind of interesting. And a friend of mine suggested he paint it red and white like the car Christine in the Stephen What's-His-Name book to irritate him. Yeah, that would be funny. Christine. But the tires didn't blow up. And the walls of the truck are still there, and the battery didn't catch fire. And the windows at Trump Tower did not shatter, which usually happens in the concussion after a big explosion like that. I don't think Stephen King is actually worried about Elon Musk bringing Christine back in the form of Cybertruck. We'll see what happens. I do want to get into kind of a weird story that I don't fully understand, because I haven't seen much mainstream media reporting on it. And Brian is on the phone from Orlando, Florida. Brian, this fog story, have you actually seen this fog? Is it in your area?
I have not seen the fog myself. Good morning, by the way. Happy Friday, everybody.
Thank you.
The reason why I called is in Mount Dora, Florida, there's this lake called Lake Eustis. It's gigantic. And I woke up this morning, and all the fish in that lake are dead. There's thousands of fish.
All of them.
On top of the lake. All of them.
Now, that's a pretty big story, Brian. I haven't seen that anywhere. I just did a quick search on the internets to see anything about it. So this is something you're reporting from the Orlando area. Lake Eustis, you said it is?
Eustis.
Eustis.
E-U-S-T-I-S. Lake
East. Okay.
And it's on Fox 35 out of Orlando. But there's been talk about this fog that's being sprayed, I guess, all around the country. Even down in Australia, they've had the fog, in the UK. And after the people breathe in this fog, they get violently sick.
I'm going to look into this during the break, Brian, but I'm dubious because there's been scant coverage. We'll see what we can find. It's Mike Opelka for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And what happens in winter? It gets cold, and there are times when we have snow. But they're just ratcheting it up. I understand you should be prepared, and you should make plans to try and avoid driving in the snow. That's always a good plan, because the other guy always drives like an idiot, and that's where accidents happen. But what I saw yesterday, especially on CNN, and I've been going back and forth from Fox Weather and over at Newsmax, but I stopped on CNN because the map was so misleading. It had entire sections of the country where the numbers said minus 20, minus 14. I'm looking at Alabama, and it says minus 17. I'm thinking, it's going to be 17 below in Alabama. No. No, it's going to be 17 degrees colder than normal. But they didn't tell you that. They just posted the graphic, And then you had to listen for them to say it's going to be colder than normal. But it's all about fear porn. And it's really sickening. Are we going to have a winter storm? Yes. Is it going to be cold? Well, let me check the weather rock. It's January, so it's going to be cold. And the weather rock is cold. And when it rains, it gets ice on the weather rock when it's really cold. And if it snows, a little snow hangs onto the weather rock. So please, let's just be prepared and not be panicked. I would love for the panic to stop. There also was an issue yesterday that I'm kind of interested. I watched the Sugar Bowl yesterday. Congrats to Notre Dame for a big victory. And I started noticing there were people who were upset. People that were venting their spleens online about a 30-second video that aired before the Sugar Bowl from the CEO of Allstate. And I'm watching the video thinking, why is everyone really mad about this? And we should talk about this because there are people who are invoking the term, oh, Allstate, you're going to feel like Bud Light after this is done. Or we're going to cancel our insurance with Allstate. Are you really? Have you tried to replace your insurance lately? Have you seen the rates that go up? If you're switching from Allstate to somebody else, get ready. We did nothing. We had no claims, no tickets, no accidents, and our insurance went up. We're not Allstate clients. 52% in the last 2 years. That's Bidenomics right there. But here's the statement from the Allstate CEO. And people are outraged. And I want to get into this a little bit. So let me play the statement for you.
Welcome to the Allstate Sugar Bowl. Wednesday, tragedy struck the New Orleans community. Our prayers are with the victims and their families. We also need to be stronger together by overcoming an addiction to divisiveness and negativity. Join Allstate working in local communities all across America to amplify the positive, increase trust, and accept people's imperfections and differences. Together, we win.
Now, aside from the guy saying all across America, putting a T on the end of the word across, I just thought the rest of it was usual corporate piffle, right? Corporate piffle. That's just, little platitudes they're out there preachifying. And I thought, why is everybody upset about this? And there are millions of views about this. And then I was educated that Allstate spends a lot of money and time telling everybody just how diversified they are in their people and how inclusive diversity and equity is core to the success of the company. Now, that's fine. But why don't you tell us you're hiring the best people for the job? They have a DEI chief at Allstate who boasted about using their hiring practices and promised to use more diversity specifically when hiring for leadership positions. So you get points in the qualification area if you fit one of the box-checking categories. Okay, I understand. But I'm not going to burn down Allstate for what this guy said. What he said isn't awful. What they're doing, however, is, in my opinion, unfair. Unfair if you're discriminating against people because they are white. If that's the reality, it's not right. And it's not okay, Allstate. But do you really need to spend the Sugar Bowl time ranting and raving about this guy's statement? No, shop elsewhere. If that's the case, shop elsewhere. And you'll be happier all over the place. I just thought that was a weird thing. And I know I'm not the only one, but I have a whole bunch of friends who absolutely lost their minds yesterday, stomping their feet, ranting and raving. Oh, this is terrible. Why would you do this? I was more upset that the game, which I believe was carried on ESPN, that they skipped the singing of the national anthem and the tribute to the 15 people who were killed and the 30 people who were wounded in the terror attack on the city. It seems like that would have been a more important thing to include in the broadcast as opposed to the piffle. I like the word piffle. The word piffle from the CEO of Allstate. And for the record, I have not one insurance contract with the Allstate people. I would consider them, but I got better coverage and a better rate from somebody else. There are some other things that we need to keep our eyes on. Clarence Thomas, who spent the last year getting a whole lot of crap from a lot of people on the left and a lot of people in the mainstream media. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who I just think is one of the greatest American success stories. If you've seen the Michael Pack documentary on Clarence Thomas, in his own words, it is a truly inspiring story of this man and his power, his strength, his dedication, his compassion, and his love for America. And he was under the gun, Clarence Thomas. And he took the heat. But we knew he would if you go back to how Joe Biden attacked Clarence Thomas when he was a candidate for the Supreme Court after he was nominated, and the high-tech lynching, as it was called, by Thomas occurred. Clarence Thomas showed us then that he was up for the test. But he has certainly been targeted by the left over the last year. All these claims about Clarence Thomas and ethics. Well, yesterday the story broke, and actually the AP covered it. The federal courts are not going to refer allegations that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas violated ethics laws to the DOJ. Not going to happen. So all of that time, all of the smears, all the time the harpies on The View spent attacking Clarence Thomas, a gigantic waste of time and just ridiculous. And what did it do? What it did was diminish the court. And that's ultimately what's at the end of all of this. The target at the end is to try and take the court apart. And somebody figured that out. A really unlikely source. Jan Crawford, who we played on, I think we played Jan Crawford on Tuesday or Monday. She was on CBS Face the Nation this past week, and Jan Crawford, currently working for CBS, although she's probably on the editorial discipline couch after her little rant about how the media covered up Joe Biden and his cognitive decline. Well, Jan Crawford must have been severely red-pilled, and it's kind of cool to see this happen. She was talking about the efforts to undermine the Supreme Court, the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, by Democrats. She called them out.
It really started and took off in the wake of the Dobbs decision. The court's ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. The outrage over that decision was so extreme that you saw, I think, a quite calculated effort to undermine the legitimacy of the Supreme Court by Democrats.
Yeah, bingo. Absolutely correct. We saw all of the screaming from Chuck Schumer. We saw all of the threats to the lives of the Supreme Court justices after the leaked Dobbs decision, and we never got a complete resolution on who leaked that decision ahead of time. I thought this is remarkable.
Senate Democrats, for example, hearings, stories about scandals, some of which were pretty overblown, to say the least. So that has an impact on public opinion. You know, the public starts to believe that this court is corrupt, that this is, you know, it's on the take. None of which is true. I mean, this is still a court. You may disagree with their decisions. It's a very conservative court. It is not a corrupt court.
You think she's getting called today? You think she's getting a little message from the leaders at CBS News? Or is it just possible that the pendulum has shifted and there is a new legitimacy, otherwise known as journalism, happening at CBS News? This is amazing to me. This is a woman who came out, called out CBS News, called out her her compatriots in the mainstream media for what they did to cover up Joe Biden's mental decline, and now she is telling everybody it was a calculated effort to undermine the legitimacy in the Supreme Court by Democrats. And when the public starts to believe that this court is corrupt, is on the take, none of which is true, that's bad. That's bad for America, bad for the court. Just got a little bit more to say here.
These are nine justices who have very different views on how to interpret the Constitution, who are kind of in this titanic struggle over law, not politics. Even immunity decision. I mean, that decision was so misreported to say that the court was going to save Trump from a criminal trial. No, it wasn't. That was never the decision. In fact, that decision is going to help protect Joe Biden from any future prosecution by Donald Trump if he wanted to do that. So, you know, when we look at public opinion polls, sure, the court's taken a hit, but that's true over the years. The court often takes a hit, so do other institutions. And the court's opinion, court's public opinion remains much higher than our other institutions, including the White House, Congress, and by far the news media. It really started.
Bam. The Supreme Court and the opinion held of the Supreme Court by the public is higher than the White House, the Congress, and Jan Crawford called it correctly, by the media. Gee, I wonder why we have no trust in the media or the White House or the Congress. Great job, Jan Crawford. Great job. Just wanted to share that with you. All right, I'm stepping aside, taking a break. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurance. Insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident,
collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, or a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Are you kidding me? The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. How are they supposed to keep up with this pace? The good news is there is something you can potentially do to keep them from running your money into the ground. And it's exactly why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Goldco doesn't want your hard-earned money to go down the government's drain. This is so important that right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. Diversify and help protect your savings with physical gold and silver, and you could get a return on your money. This offer will only last until all the bonus silver is gone, so act now. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you could protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Michael Pelka in for Chris one more day. He returns on Monday, and I'm sure he will regale you with stories of his break, as well as, a recap of the Golden Globes, which happened Sunday night, and I won't be watching. Yeah, I know. It's awards season, and it's exhausting. I'll be watching other things. I will not be watching that, being inundated with little moments about that. We just talked about how there appears to be a little bit of a mea culpa happening among some in the mainstream media trying to say, hey, we noticed our ratings stink on ice since the election, and that maybe is happening because you guys realize we've been lying to you and we've been carrying water for the Democrats for so many years that we're sorry about it. We promised to do better. And I wonder if it's going to make a difference. I know, and we'll get into it, because there's a very interesting breakdown of the election in an op-ed piece from that alien from another planet, James Carville. I'll get into his take on what happened, because he actually admits he was wrong about Kamala Harris. I know, it's like Fonzie saying he was wrong. But he does that. And there are some interesting things that Carville says in his admission here. But I also want to make sure we make time for one of our regulars. Jason is ringing from Kensington, Maryland. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, g'day, Mike. How you going, mate? Hey, just a clear thing about the journalism thing now. You know, with legacy media sort of being in a bit of a tailspin, I think a lot of these journalists who legitimately want to be journalists, I think they're jumping ship and thinking, you know what, if I get fired now, so be it, because what am I getting fired from? You know, a fraudulent sort of business. So I think they're sort of thinking, you know what, this is for later on when I want to remain in journalism. So let's open the whole thing up and tell the truth.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A few of them are taking a burn the boats type approach to that. And this lady is one. We've seen the success of people who were thrown out earlier. If you're not following Cheryl Atkinson stuff, she is doing great work for a decade now.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well. And,
It's all just truth telling, you know? It's all just truth telling. And
what a concept, Jason. Truth telling. What an idea, man.
I know. Oh, you know what? It means a job later on, you know.
Yeah, and they can go out with their head held high saying, I called him out on it. I threw some darts at him as I was leaving. Yeah. So maybe she smells the paint and sees the writing on the wall that she's going to leave. Hey, Jason, before we run out of time this hour, I know you're probably following the lead up to the Australian Open in Brisbane this morning, last night. Did you happen to catch the match between Novak Djokovic and one Riley Opelka?
I was watching. Yeah, I saw some highlights of that. It's pretty. I tell you what, he's a fine young player. I tell you, I love the tennis.
Yeah, it was good. A good match. Congrats to my nephew. We might mention it again. But yeah, Riley scored a big win today for the USA and for himself. All right, first hour.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.